Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is beep time!
Who is Randy? Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands!
Welcome, welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pachitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Oh boy, oh boy. I tried to drink water throughout the whole thing there and I almost drowned myself. How are you? That's the most water I've ever drank on any podcast, I think. I think I'm always drinking Red Bull, but now am I the new water champ for my one time drinking water? I don't know. Remember when that was a big debate? The water champ. Who is the water champ? Welcome to the program, folks. It is Behind the Jeans. If it's your first time here, thank you so much for joining us. If it's not your first time here and you've been here before, well, then welcome back. And I want to let you know the email here, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. That's where, if you are watching this on replay, you can kind of get involved. If maybe you're like, I don't know if I want to get a membership quite yet, I just kind of like enjoying the replay. Well, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com is how you can stay in touch and how you can participate in the show, because we're always looking for classic jeans to bring out of the vault. We're always looking for things, perhaps, I mean, I don't know, maybe you're watching a program throughout the week and you think to yourself, I want Josh to talk about that on the show. Well, then email us at behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Want to let you know also the Roach is out and about on the road, and you can come see him. TheJoshPotter.com is where you can go buy tickets. We're going to be in Huntsville, Alabama, April 26th, 27th. Come May, we're going to be in Seattle, Washington, May 3rd. And then, of course, on Chicago, Illinois. Going to be there on the 17th and 18th of May, Washington, D.C., May 30th, Emmaus, Pennsylvania, that with the great Tim Butterly at the Emmaus Theater on May 31st. Got a bunch of June dates up there, as you can see as well. We go all the way to September, October. I mean, it gets bananas. TheJoshPotter.com. TheJoshPotter.com. And if you want to check out my podcast, The Josh Potter Show, that, of course, is out every Wednesday on my YouTube channel. Let's see who has joined us in the chat. Oh boy, the chat is bumping. Oh my Lord. I'm going to go right up to the top. First one in the chat today, Bus. Touch my camera through the fence, Mr. Potter. I will indeed touch your camera through the fence. Y'all know what's a banana split? I do know what a banana split is. Thank you. Last week, we, of course, went over our cool guy brackets. We went through it with great detail. And we got the winner, which was Fed Smoker. I mean, I don't think anybody was upset with that. I haven't seen any complaints. It's the weirdest thing in an audience that can be so divided on many topics. Didn't see many people upset about the outcome of the cool guy bracket at the end of the day. Hate from Florida here. That is from Jeepin' Reef. Oh boy, oh boy. Let's see. We got Eric V here following Proto. We got Stangtron. Always good to see Stangtron in the chat. Little Bowner bought 3 bottles of Porosos yesterday. I'm excited to try it out. Do indeed. Do indeed. Wouldn't it be funny if Little Bowner was just Tom incognito the whole time? You know, he's Little Bowner's one of our best chatters. It would be interesting. And we did bring up the thing. I brought it up on the promo that we put out today. We do want your input on this in the chat today. best guest ever on Your Mom's House and your opinion of the worst guest ever, because I know you've got that opinion. And I'm imagining we're going to have many more opinions on that throughout the program today. The worst guest rather than the best guest, but we'll find out. Heather is indeed in the chat there, Gary. Heather is in the chat. You can see her right there. Here she is. Hello, Heather. These are emojis, I would imagine. They show up as emojis in YouTube, but they're not showing up on our wonderful screen here, as a matter of fact. So I'm imagining those are emojis indeed. Alexis Fox, best guest. Alexis Fox, indeed, a very fantastic guest. A show that, if you recall, during the pandemic, I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that word on a YouTube without it getting taken off, but that we had to take that whole show off because we did a fake show about the big C-19, and it was before, you know, all these things kind of came into play. If you recall, the thing was new. The big P word was new, and nobody really knew that YouTube was going to get so upset over its mentioning. We didn't know that you know, we were spreading misinformation by doing a comedy podcast. So if you didn't see that episode with Dr. Alexis Fox, you sure missed out, because I think it doesn't exist anymore. Matt Bronger and the Full Charge were always dynamite, must-catch episodes. Classic. Very cool. Very cool indeed. Emergency Pod Gang, what's that? Oh, I do remember. That's what we called it. You know, because podcasting, if you recall during that time, was essential work. Yes, indeed. I was an essential employee. That was probably the only time in my life. Although working in radio, I was often essential employee. I had to go be a part of radio broadcasts where it was of no consequence if I wasn't there. But regardless, I had to risk my life in snowstorms and get to the radio station so that I can, read the internet and tell you the traffic or where not to be able to drive. It was really actually preposterous at the end of the day. But before we get to our guest, which will be involving the best/worst guests topic, and I want you to populate the chat, let us know, give me some thoughts, mull it over, if you will, in the chat. Think about it before you decide who, in fact, was and wasn't the best guest. Before we get to that, though, this part, today's Your Mom's House that came out with Dave Attell, one of my favorite episodes ever, maybe. I mean, it was definitely a spectacular one, and it wasn't even the parts with Dave that made me extremely tickled. It was probably the pre-show or the earlier portion of the show when it was just Tom and Christina. This part particularly stuck with me, and it might stick with me a little more than it would stick with you. This might have been the part of the show that might have gone like right over your head or flown under your radar, but for me it was one that stuck out, and I'll tell you why after the fact. It's Tom getting his new eyes.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, bro. Okay, cool.
This is a YMH exclusive. Yes. Your new dad eyes have arrived.
Dad eyes are here.
Holy shit, dude. Let's see them.
Let's see what I have. All right. Tell me how you like these bad boys.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Everything is so crisp and clean.
Is it better, really?
It's so sharp.
You feel better?
Yeah.
Dude, we look so cool together.
Mm-hmm. You like these?
We're the coolest couple ever.
You want to see another pair?
Yeah.
These have like a matte finish, it looks like here. Let's see. Maybe you can vote on which you prefer.
Ooh, I like the matte. What do you guys think? I like the matte finish a little bit.
Finish.
It's a little different.
I got a very sincere nod from Tanner. He was just like,
well, yeah, but Annie is the fashion guy.
That's right.
You have to go with Annie.
Any fashions?
Let me see the other ones again.
Okay, hold on. Just so you're locked in. Hold on.
Yeah, okay, I see it. Yeah, okay. It's dope. It's fire.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, the matte.
The mat?
The mat, okay. Boy.
Yeah, the mat, right.
Very exciting. Hold on. We're not done yet.
No, we're not even close.
Hold on.
Dang.
Ooh.
Bro, you went green.
Are these green?
They're like great. Yeah, they're green.
Nope.
Okay.
That's for home.
No,
is
I'm
that
saying,
for...
don't give me the, is this green shit?
That's right.
Oh, yeah, colorblind is cap.
Colorblindness is cap. Sorry.
He really can't. His eyes are retarded.
Oh, these are Old Faithfuls that I just had the lenses...
I do that too. Can I tell you something though? I always regret when I do that.
You do?
Yeah, because it's fun. You should get new styles.
New styles. What do you think, Annie? They're good?
No, those look like pharmacy readers.
They're not.
They look like you got those at the Randalls.
Oh my God.
That
Wait,
sucks.
Let me see the green ones though. I was playing about the
no, okay. the green oh, ones are no, no bad. Brent, no. Oh, right, no. Okay. Let me look at them. They look like you work in like accounts payable. Okay. I don't think they're. I like better.
These are rad though. These are my most stylish pair.
They all look identical though.
Are they?
Everyone that you're like, I love
they
these.
Look identical?
It's the same thing. Yeah, they're three of the same pair. Seriously? Except you got chrome.
They do look exactly the same. Like one of them is matte.
Yeah, that's dope though. I like it.
I should have
like
listened
look.
To the lady. I should have listened to her. She goes, wow, you like black glasses. I was like, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're, you chose three of the same. And
okay,
then-
all right.
The green is terrible.
Just fucking relax a little bit.
Don't wear that around me.
Don't wear the
I
green?
I like the thick blackies. Yeah, I don't okay. like the... The greenies are just too dorky. Let me see.
These? Too dorky?
Yeah, you just look...
Those
just,
aren't too dorky.
I feel like this is kind of basic, bitch. You know what I mean?
I like the greens. I'm with you there. Who said it in the chat there? Oh, boy. Where was it? It was way up here. Oh, boy. Eric V said it. I like the green ones. But I did catch Al Burp... Up here said, your lenses look old as shit. Well, that's because they are. Here's the thing. I don't have the luck. This is why I was so, taken aback by this portion of the program. You know, he's got a bag of glasses in front of him. He pulls out seven of the same pair. He's got 100 pairs in there. I got to wear this dog shit around all the time, 24/7. Otherwise, I'm a piece of shit. I can't wear, I have to wear, there's scratches on them. The one side, the only side I need to see out of has scratches all over them. I've never been more jealous in my life. I'd love to have a bag of glasses. Too bad it would cost the amount of money that it would take. I don't know. It would be like a defense contract to buy that many glasses for me. Are you kidding me? I did get a sponsorship back when my program, The Josh Potter Show, which comes out every Wednesday on my YouTube channel. You can go check out a new episode today right now. Back when my show was on the Your Mom's House channel, I had a sponsorship from a company called Blue Blocks. I'm going to make the glasses here for you so you can see my piece of shit lenses, according to Al Burp there. But I had a Blue Blocks sponsor, which is a company that makes glasses that, they don't, what is it? They block out the blue light so that, you know, the computer doesn't eat your eyes or whatever the fuck. And they wanted to make me glasses because I wear fucking glasses. And I said, all right. So they said, send in your prescription. I send them my prescription. I hear nothing back. They wanted to give me two pairs. I hear nothing back for months. All of a sudden, I get a pair in the mail. One pair, not two. And I say, okay, wonderful. That's great. Thank you. And I put them on. It's this pair right here. That's why they're so reflective, because they have the blue blockers on. And, that was two, 3 years ago. And so I've had those ever since. And I remember I said, will I be receiving the second pair, you think? Turns out the reason it took so long, they had to send them off to off to France or some shit. Some guy in a fucking cave was making them, some guy in a guild or something was making them, a glass maker with a long beard, probably up in some mountain someplace. The company said, we appreciate the challenge. That's what they said. So they don't usually do high index lenses, evidently. I'd love to get a giant bag of glasses. Are you fucking kidding me? So I was sitting there jealous as hell. But, it's interesting that he got all those different ones. I was seeing, yes, here we are, where they make telescope lenses. Exactly, Stangtron. Exactly. Exactly. They don't make them that thick. No, they don't. So, yeah, I can't get a bag of glasses. I was jealous of that part. Faux show.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
There's another part in this episode that I enjoyed quite a bit. It was Christina always blows my brain into the back of the wall every time she comes up with something new. And I remember I was recently on a, I don't know where I was. I was someplace, but I needed a piece of floss, and I did the old sock string thing. And I saw somebody on TikTok also take Christina's advice using the sock string thing. I wish I pulled up that TikTok so you could see it. But she's always coming up with new innovative ways to be kind of a dirtbag. And I loved this part about the hotel toilet. She was evidently not flushing the hotel toilet at nighttime, just letting all the pee-pee and maybe poopy. I don't even know what was in there, but it was all bogging up, and she was letting it get all full and causing issues. But she recently, we had an update on that. Why don't we take a listen? What do we say? Oh, he's getting better.
You're a handsome woman.
I am handsome. I'm getting old. My meat's rotting off the bone. Can I give you a toilet update?
Yes.
Okay, so I went to Jidork Titties. I stayed there for two nights. Oh, it was lovely. The shopping was great.
Uh-huh.
And I thought of everybody here in the studio because I was a little ashamed of how I would pee in the toilet and then not flush all night. Ugh. And then I would create a toilet mayhem thing.
Yeah.
So I made a very conscious effort to flush all through the night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
Annie or Cougar, can you educate me? Because I must have missed this. What was the backstory on the old toilet situation? Why was she not flushing it? Cougar, you're on the microphone if you're there.
So I believe a couple episodes back, I think Christina had some sort of issue with hotel toilets. Mm-hmm. A conversation had started about whether to leave a mess or not, or something like that, I want to say.
Leaving the mess? Oh, are you saying like leaving the in there for the maid to come clean up, or what are you talking about?
Something like that.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down, like Sean OB says.
Yeah, and I think that sort of has become a thing.
Like she's camping?
Yeah, she's kind of updating us, you know, on her hotel on the road bathroom activities, essentially.
I thought perhaps it was an issue with maybe the toilet in the hotels were running and it was keeping her awake, or maybe it was like the plumbing in a couple of hotels that she had been in, but she stays in very nice hotels. I don't imagine that would be the case, but she treats it like camping rules, evidently. Let it yellow, or let the yellow mellow and let the brown get flushed down. Is it Stanktron said she's afraid of a monster in the toilet, perhaps. I don't know.
A you monster so? Of her own creation?
Maybe, indeed, maybe. But I found that very interesting, and I'm going to let her finish real quick here.
I'm proud to report I did not clog any
She didn't clog, so she was clogging.
Thank you. I'm proud of myself.
That's awesome.
I'm proud of myself.
That's great.
And I also have a Toto Washlet update in our home. Okay. It's finally been repaired.
That's very huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
You don't know what.
There it is, Annie. What's the point? Because kids are just their kids are just pissing in the toilet all the time. So if she goes to the hotel, she just doesn't care. The hotel is a place where the she pees, and then it's just whatever. That was on WMMA, which, by the way, back in action. If you're a big WMMA fan, not the women's mixed martial arts. If you are Where My Mom's At, it is back in action. So do check out the latest episode. Yes, and then also, we're about to get into this part of the discussion. The one-hand wash is so crazy to me. Takes longer than two hands, says Du Kansk. I don't know how to say your name, sir, but I think I did a good job. We'll get into that next.
What you got until it's gone, and I feel like we suffered for a long time.
I was willing to give up one of the kids or something like that, you know? So that, yeah.
No, that was fucking disastrous. Anyway, I'm stoked to be shitting again and getting my asshole cleaned.
Yeah, it's a game changer.
It really is.
I stayed in a hotel recently where I was like, you know, every time you check in, you're like, fuck, you got to take your first dump in your hotel, and they had a total washlet in the hotel, and I was
wow.
Like,
that's God's work.
I feel like it's slowly becoming the standard, just slowly. You know, slowly. It's going to take, yeah.
I don't know why Americans are so opposed to it. I just can't understand this.
Japan, it's everywhere. 7-Eleven has them. Seriously.
Wow.
7-Eleven has them.
Yeah, the West is just weird about their assholes being clean. I mean, they think it's gay or something.
I don't know what it is, but it is, you feel so much better about yourself.
I know. I was texting with somebody and they're like, yeah, my husband doesn't want to try it. He thinks it's gay. It feels
gay
to have water squirting in your beehole.
But it cleans your beehole.
Annie, what do you think? Is it gay? Are you there?
Well, is it gay what? Getting the bidet?
Yeah. Do you think the bidet is gay?
Shit. Nah, I guess it's all right. I mean, you do what you want. You know what I'm saying? You clean it. It's cleanliness, though. Like, but don't be getting fruity in there. Is all I'm saying.
See,
like,
I would get like, so be... fruity in there. I
nah,
oh
see, that's
my
a
God.
Thing.
I don't
that's a thing. If
I don't have a bidet because I'm like, going to be coming too much.
Shit, like, nah.
Yes.
Nah, you know.
See, that's what I'm. That's why I don't have a bidet because I'd be in there just coming all the time.
Yeah, you solid. That's why you solid.
That's why I'm staying off the bidet train for the time being. You know, I'll get in there with a cloth or whatever, but I'm not going to fucking bidet it because I don't want to be jerking my dick when I'm shitting every fucking time.
No, I know. Bert likes it, right?
I don't
Let's
know
get to the one
it.
Hand wash before
it.
We get to our
guest. I also
guest.
Had more toilet thoughts.
Tell me.
So I was traveling, and you know how in the airports they don't have a normal sink sometimes where you have to push the thing down and then the sink down and then the water comes out of the spout for like a few seconds. Well, I was washing my hand because I started to just wash. I've always actually, let's be honest, like when I'm traveling, I'll wash one hand after using the toilet.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then I thought to myself, is that okay? Is it okay to
I'm
wash
a big
one hand?
Single hand user. Washer,
right?
But for urinating, not for number two.
But why? You don't wipe your ass with
both
hands.
I just feel like it, you owe it to the other hand after you dump. But when I pee, I do a lot of single, and it bothers Sean. He's seen
single
me do it.
Single
like,
hand.
I've seen you
clean
do it.
The hand that I used.
Yeah, but do you soap it or you just wash it?
I'll soap
water.
It. I mean, I've had pees where I don't wash my hands.
Sure.
I've had pees where I wet my hands and then, but I technically or typically I try to I put a little soap on this hand. I go like this.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And then I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, that's what
but
I do.
But for dumps, I always do the two hands.
See, I'm not sure I'm convinced you have to do double handed wash for dumps.
I just think you owe it to yourself.
I don't think I need to. I feel like, I mean, unless the shit particles in the air are getting on my other hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I did a one-handed wash after a dump at the airport.
What? A one-handed wash after the dump. This is the same person who, not but 5 minutes later, said this words when it came to airtight discussion.
All about being able to take all of it at the same time.
The athleticism involved.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing. I think having just being passed around doesn't count.
Passed around doesn't count. I don't know that she went airtight. She did say she had two in her. At a point, and then one in her hand. But
again, the hands are just bonus. The hand's easy.
Yeah,
this part here.
Airtight.
I want one in the pink, one in the stink, one in the mouth.
That's airtight.
That's airtight.
Those are the standards of this show, goddammit. And don't you write in again with something that's not airtight if you're telling us you went airtight.
Let me see all that gum.
Yeah, we don't want to hear about fucking DPs and handies. That's
I don't
want to
hear
airtight.
You being passed around.
Yeah, that's too much fun. That's too easy.
Yeah, anyone can do that.
Anybody, yeah. Speaking of your birthdays
coming
up.
Any whore could actually pull that off. Six guys. Jesus Christ. You fucking animal.
My point is coming up here.
Yeah, act like you
I had the wrong time code selected.
Any dignity left? You got passed around by a fucking sports team. You
it's a
whore.
Lot, yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. Fucking slut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I think in my mind, I'd be like, that sounds cool, but then I don't know if I could I don't know.
Yeah, she had the best time ever. I guess I shouldn't.
Yeah, she liked it, babe. You're thinking like you. You need to think like her.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm proud of myself.
She's looking back on it like, what a great birthday present.
Yeah, she smoked half a pack of her Marlboro Lights reminiscing about it.
All right, cut some of that out.
Here comes my point. I clicked the wrong time code.
The only thing I think about
this part,
honestly, is my germaphobe stuff. Like
germaphobe stuff. What are we talking about? Germaphobes. She washed her hand with one hand. Germaphobe.
She let them all come inside of her.
No, I'm sure she was like, "Don't come."
No, I mean, you think they use condoms? Am I that uptight that I think these people should use rubbers? They probably didn't.
Probably
right?
A good idea, especially in Mexico.
If you're sharing with
what, you think that she's gonna get diarrhea if she doesn't use it?
Yeah, that's it.
If you're sharing with a group of people, I think the standard would be to use it, right? I mean,
I guess, yeah, because give each other diseases and stuff. I just think of all the, I think of six different cum loads in you. I just think of like there's too much different cums, right?
It's a lot of different cums. Yeah. It's a lot.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Taste the rainbow. But I thought that was hilarious. I was sitting there listening to a discussion about washing one hand after you shit, you know, keeping the free hand over here and then washing this one, when it's really just not much of a difficult thing to go like this. This is the cockroach talking to you, folks. I wash both my hands after I shit. Do I wash after I pee? Not always. Do I? I feel like my dick's the cleanest part of my body. I said it time and time again. If we were to share a bowl of nuts, I would rather reach in and grab some nuts with my penis. That's how clean it is compared to my hands. But I could not believe, not but 10 minutes later, the words germaphobe were used. Oh, boy. Well, folks, that a hell of an episode today with Dave Attell. And we've got more clips coming from all the other programs a little bit later on. We're going to get to a bunch of stuff. We got First Date. We got... you be tripping. We got a whole bunch of stuff, but I wanted to hit the chat up here. Find out who you thought the best and the worst guests were in the chat. And I thought that I'd bring on one of my best buds in the Your Mom's House world. And this guy, he's been a guest on my podcast. He was on Where My Mom's At, and he has been a guest on Your Mom's House and to mixed reviews. So I thought this is a great discussion to have with the one, the only, Nick Simmons. Here he is. How are you, buddy?
I knew that was why you invited me.
See, on. I did. I did kind of. What's the word?
I know where your vote is.
No, I did not like bombard you with this, but I said, you know, do you want to come on and talk? We're going to talk best and worst guests. Do you want to come on and do kind of like a Tosh-like redemption story? And you were like, well, I didn't really read much of the comments, which is a healthy thing to do, by the way, to not read the comments. And that was probably smart of you. But I wanted to kind of just kind of, because I know the context in which you were on the show. You have been a mommy since the dawn. Like, can you tell us, like, do you remember your first episode you watched or like the first time you kind of came across the show?
First of all, that's why I'm the worst guest, because it was like a Make-A-Wish kid won a competition to be on a show he's been a fan of. I was very excited and like couldn't shut the fuck up.
So well, that was going to be my point. It wasn't your fault. You were excited to be on your favorite podcast. Yeah, everyone who was talking shit about you would be even worse than you.
Yeah, what I don't, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think when people get upset that they go online and put themselves on the internet or on TV on purpose, and then people don't like them and say mean things about them, I think those people are fucking stupid, because you put yourself on a camera. So you don't get to like choose how people react to you. If people don't like you, they're allowed to say that. And that's a good system. That's fine.
You are
kind of
correct,
a healthy
sir.
Society. So
also I wanted to say this too, to your defense and like you give a shit. I'm just, I wanted to give another defense for you. No, not only whatever. Are you on your favorite podcast and you're like kind of geeked out about it, but you're there with your dad, who everyone in the world thinks your dad is probably one of the coolest guys, but it's still that's your right. dad.
Well, also, I was told ad nauseum by my sister and mom, who are very much not, let's call them just not YMH listeners, not your typical edgy comedy fans. And they told me, like, hey, please, if he's about to say something cancelable, please interrupt him and save him from himself. Because the only time, I mean, he's been in a million, like, he used to go on fucking Good Morning America and shit and just weigh in on shit he has no expertise on whatsoever. He goes, you know what I think we should do with the border? And I'm like, oh, fuck me. Like, God damn it.
Well, course, that's what I mean. Like, if my dad was around, I mean, I am a podcaster. If my father came on the show, say I went on a show that I really much like revered and wanted to be a guest on, and my father was a guest with me, I would be up his ass about like, what the hell are you doing? Like, so you were on guard and kind of that way and in a way. So, I mean, no, you were just kind of, yeah, you were excitable and excited. And that's why I wanted to have you on, because I knew that right away upon watching it.
Can I tell you my favorite comment?
Yes, please. I have a couple that I pulled too.
My favorite comment from someone who hated me was, I would pay an extra subscription fee for this episode with him edited out.
That was your favorite one?
I here, let's see.
Well, let me read a couple that we pulled here. Do you want, I mean, you don't, you're so healthy that you don't read these things. I mean,
no, listen, I mean, I was on TV for 7 years, so true. You kind of had to like get used to it real quick. When I was like a young 20 something, I was very sensitive about it because you're just not used to it. And it was also like early social media days, so I wasn't very used to like a random stranger on earth hating my guts for whatever reason.
But well, we now, got some good ones I mean, here. Listen to this.
2 decades into being totally, it takes a lot to get under my skin. It's fine. I don't care.
Okay, well, let's see if we can do it. No, I'm just kidding. We got some. These are actually fun hate ones. Like, I mean, and some of these people, like you said, who the hell cares? Because it's this one's RL7.
Like, the people will say like, oh, you know, they're all losers. They're not all losers. They're doing no. what I would do when I listen to my favorite show and have a guest I don't give a fuck about come on and interrupt the host they love. It's like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for the. So I am usually them. I just don't comment, but I'm usually thinking those things about a guest I don't like. I'm like, I wish the guy would shut the fuck up and let Tom talk. But yeah.
Well, listen to these. Okay, the first one says, the hate for Nick is like the coffee girl. LOLOL.
Yeah, I felt a little like the coffee girl.
This one says, Nick is Jean's Bert.
I can't really argue with that.
This one's not very funny. Nick is such an awkward mommy. LOL. OMG. Y'all telling Nick to pipe down was the best part. Who told you to pipe down? Oh, just like.
Oh, Tom. Tom did.
Tom was like, shut up. I don't remember that part.
No, he said it. He was like being funny because he wanted to hear the fucked up groupie story. He was like, everyone pipe down. I want to hear this. Like, he was very excited.
I see. No, I would have wanted to hear that too.
A lovely story about dad, you know. Fucking a bunch of groupies. Weird that I didn't want to hear that.
Do you want to know what's funny? I get that. I mean, we've had those conversations too, where it's like you don't really give a shit about that. You don't want to hear those things. My father was not a international rock star, and I've heard all his tales when it comes to like waitresses.
Other than on the show, like he'll bring it out on a show like this, and I'll go like. You know, because it's not in the kitchen with us. Like, he's not saying that when we're just like visiting him in his house. He'll say for a fucking camera, and I'll go, "Cool, I still know you after today." Like, I'm not.
Yeah.
Leave. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want to hear my father say it in the kitchen either. This one, Alex Smith. Oh Jesus, hold on 1 second. It just flipped out on me. Oh, here we go. It says Alex Smith said, "Can we get an edited version of this episode where Nick doesn't talk?" That was the one you were talking about
someone literally said they would pay extra.
That's hilarious. So multiple people.
Guy said, he said, my favorite part of this episode is when Gene starts talking and then Nick starts talking also.
And the final one that I had here too was comment section went airtight on Nick.
Yeah, apparently I didn't. Again, I caught, you know, the ones that pop up at the top. So I caught those and I go, oh, I guess I didn't go that well.
But look at this. Look at everyone.
I've only heard secondhand that apparently it was pretty unanimous. Not a fan of my appearance. But who gives a fuck? I enjoyed it. So
that's all that matters. And everyone seems to enjoy it here on this program. Love Nick. Fuck Nick haters. Go back on WMMA when mommy does it again. There you go. Look at that. You don't need. You know. I don't care if you need it. That's part of the fucking show. I've got to read these fucking people's comments. Funny, all right.
What's funny is I didn't. I guess I didn't get much negativity on Christina's. So it was more about. I think it was my nerves being on. Again, like I fall asleep to these guys. Like this is. Like, it's a weird thing. It was a weird thing to be in that studio. So I was just running my mouth very excitedly, like a fanboy. So.
No, of course. And that's why I wanted to bring this up, because, I mean, no one's mentioned you as the worst guest in terms of our polling that we've done.
If
on,
I get
the
worst guest, I'm robbed. I want it.
No. There's been plenty worse. See, everybody loves Andrew you here. Cheers, Nick. You're a class act. We've got a lot of people who are calling you a class act. We got Bus. We got Elm. We got Albert. I mean, all these people love you on here.
This is the most comments I've ever read in my life. Honestly, you're.
I know. And I have to read them all. Trust me, I have to read them all.
I like that that guy said, "I'm surprised he's a class act." That's
honestly, I'm surprised is what he said. Honestly,
like,
I'm very surprised, not just surprised.
About you would make me believe that you're a real piece of shit. But
you know, I thought Nick was going to be such a piece of shit, but here we go, dude. Thank you for coming on. I thought that would be a fun discussion to have in terms of this whole best worst guest thing. And I appreciate you giving us a little.
People are real cool online. You know, all the time they're all real nice.
They seem to be cool in this one. These don't count.
No, your fans are cool. You've got a good group.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Nick. I love you, and I'll let you get back to your day. All right,
please.
Yes, for sure. I'm back in town for a little while. All right, buddy. I love you. I'll see you soon. Nick Simmons, folks. Nick Simmons here on the Behind the Jeans program. And everybody, see, that's what I wanted to get. I knew upon reading, once I saw Nick's episode and I was reading the comments and people were up his ass, I knew what was going on. I knew Nick was a big fan of the show, and I knew that he was a little nervous. And then also, on top of that, compound that with his father, perchance, embarrassing him a little bit. So it was a lot to deal with, and he dealt with it very well, and he dealt with this very well as well. So now I'd love to hear some more opinions. Best guest, worst guest. I saw a few up here. Come on out, and maybe we can have one of them on and get a little redeeming sort of session from them. So sound off in the comments. I'm going to pull up another clip here because we got a Mark Norman clip here on Danny Brown's show. It's titled Stage 5 Clinger. Let's pull this bitch up.
Yeah. That'll jump us right into the next one, man. We got
all right.
Stage 5 clinger. All right. Hey, Danny, I'm 27 years old and started using the dating app Hinge recently. I went on a few dates with this girl. Once things started to get hot and heavy, she let me know she's saving herself a marriage. I politely let her know that would be a problem for me and that we shouldn't continue this relationship. But now I feel that I have a stage 5 clinger on my hands. She is texting me paragraphs saying, I just want to talk. Uh-oh. I'm worried that if I meet up with her, she'll be really upset with me. Should I hear her out, or should I ignore all her messages and just go on with my life? P.S. What do you think of Call of Duty Warzone? Shouts out to Harris and Win. I don't play Call of Duty and shit. I just don't play fucking war shooting games. That's just not. When I play video games, I want to feel happy inside. You know, I like fucking RPGs and shit. You know?
Yeah, a little Mario Kart.
Yeah, you know, just some fun, wholesome, you know, family fun, you know?
Sure, I'm with you.
But,
Pac-Man.
Dating on Hinge, though, like looking for, I guess that's probably more common now, people looking for husbands and shit on dating apps, but I just thought y'all was on that motherfucker to fuck.
I thought so too. That's why I got off. Yeah, all these girls are like not looking for hookups. She's like, well, what are we doing here? It's Tinder.
But far as like having, I mean, maybe she really did like you or something. I mean, you can never really, you know, don't look down on your blessings if you feel like she was a very attractive girl.
No,
and you think she's nice.
Get out of there. Sounds like she's on Unhinged.
Yeah.
But yeah, that girl's crazy. Waiting for marriage. Come on, it's 2024. Live your life, you queef. Get out there. Get some dong.
Yeah. But 27, I feel like they're around the same age. That clock's starting to tick for her. She's like, I gotta, you know.
That's crazy. She got plenty of time. Freeze those eggs, bitch.
But sometimes, you know, bitch, sometimes, you know, you hung out with her and she's like, I'm saving myself a marriage. That probably was an excuse. She probably was on her period or something and didn't know, you know. So her hitting you back up, probably like, nigga, you can get this. But sometimes bitches ain't just with that you gonna fuck on a first date type shit.
Of course,
so they gonna use any type of excuse to, you know, to still try to keep you around. And,
right.
You know, and, you know, maybe for her to be hitting you back up and you told her that wasn't going to work, you know, I think she want to fuck, so.
All right, well, you know, women are weird because they'll do that thing whenever a woman says, we're not having sex tonight.
Yeah, and then you still hit.
You know you're getting laid.
Yeah.
So good luck out there, but the stage 5 clinger thing is a real bummer.
Yeah.
It's funny to hear Mark Norman be like, yeah, and then I went down and had a sassafras. You know what I mean? And then Danny Brown is saying shit like, oh, and then you hit. The dichotomy of conversation was just delightful in this episode of the Danny Brown Show. I feel like Gen Z. I'm feeling older and older all the time. I'm 38 now, and age has just hit me like a wall, or I've hit it or whatever, like a wall. And I really feel like I think Gen Z or what have you, I feel like these folks, they aren't having sex as much anymore, and maybe some of them are saving themselves for marriage. I had a high school girlfriend who told me this whole deal. My high school sweetheart, she said, I don't want to have sex until I'm married. Sure, we did other stuff. I've said it time and time again. Maybe you've heard it on other podcasts. I've told the story. We were the 69 king and queen of the school, though. If they were doing that in the superlatives of the yearbook, they would have had our picture right there. But she was saving herself for marriage. And I dated this woman for 4 years. And I went from being 16 years old to 20 years old and having no idea once we broke up how to then have sex, because I was a virgin through that whole thing. It was crazy. And by the time I came out of it, I was lost. I'm like, I don't even know who the hell I am anymore. You know what I'm saying? Meanwhile, she fucked the next guy she dated. So much for that saving yourself for marriage thing. So I was curious if the Gen Z's out there, what are you coming across? Here we go. Soaking. That's an interesting thing, Stangtron. I feel like that's happening more and more. I'm actually seeing that come up in porn more often. Soaking, where you just put it in and kind of go like, all right, I'm not going to move. I mean, what's the point? You're inside already. You might as well move it around once you're in there. I never got that. Young people are broke. More like broke in. I think they're broke in. Yes, indeed. I think that's what you were getting at. Gen Z is busy playing Valorant. Is that a video game? I'm not quite sure on that one. That's how out of touch I am, I guess, as a boomer. Yeah, good one, boomer. Probably both, says Ryan. Now, back to the discussion of best worst guest, by the way. Some polls came in. Cougar was sharing some numbers with me based off your chats while I was talking to Nick. It looks like in terms of the best, Brandon Urie, Johnny Pemberton, Charo, and Yoshi got mentions. That's very nice. I'm feeling kind of upset that I'm not in that list or there. But nevertheless, we've got also in terms of the worst, Andrew Tate came up, and then poor Taylor Tomlinson. Poor Taylor. I feel like she just didn't know what she's getting. Taylor Tomlinson talking about porn. That girl, I don't think she's ever watched it in her damn life. So she probably saw some of these cool guys. And let's just say she probably had some trauma attached to her appearance on the program. Oh, boy. Bus, Johnny Pemberton, 5+ tier guest. I feel like, honestly, if Taylor Tomlinson, I feel like she came on the program many years. I mean, that was back when I still worked on the show, so almost coming up on 5 years or so now. I feel like if she came on now, she's done a lot of growing in that last 5 years. And I'm not even saying growing, I'm just saying like evolving as like an adult. So I feel like she might actually be a good redemption guest if she were to get booked once again. 5+. Thank you, Chad. I'm sorry that I fucked that up. Josh, you're more than a guest. I didn't really need that, AJ, but I appreciate it, buddy. Your family. When you come here, your family. It's like Olive Garden. Brandon Urie one is one I go back to often to rewatch. 5+, says Sean Smith. I am not. Am I missing a reference there with the 5+ thing? Am I missing one? Is one going over my head? I don't mind admitting sometimes when I don't remember or pick up on one of the big inside jokes. Ha 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 ha, says Heather. Is that about me? I'm scared now. Okay, I don't know what we're talking about, but I love titties. That's Chris H. That's a good, hey, that could have gone in anywhere in the chat. We're talking about all things jeans here, Chris H. Right now, best/worst guest. And also, we were just talking about some stage 5 clingers and perhaps losing your virginity or whatnot. Or saving yourself, I should say. It's supposed to be a 5-tier. Okay, I'm sorry. Chase is a great guest. I don't think Chase has ever been on Your Mom's House, but she has been on the other program. She's been on Dr. Dre After Dark. She's been on Where My Mom's At. And, of course, she was on my show on the channel when it was on. Any, I want to know what you made to show overlay for message highlights on genuine fan. Oh, I mean, well, there's this is, I mean, that's just an, I mean, that is behind the jeans. You're going so far behind the jeans that, you know, we're in the Levi's department now, like figuring out how they sewed them together. I keep going back to the Tate episode. Sometimes if a guest is bad, people enjoy it so much that they have to watch it again. There's the cringe factor. So, you know, worst guest doesn't have to mean one that you necessarily hated or didn't want to watch. It's just one that maybe made your skin crawl a little bit. Those are always fun. Amanda Cerny was a good guest, says Danny Rigo. And I think I remember that day for sure. I mean, she is a gorgeous lady. When she came in, when she comes into a room and you see her in person, you're like, what the fuck? You don't, I didn't even feel like I was a member of the same species as her when I saw her in person. It was wild. this one, oh, Sean Smith, I had to skip the shaman. I'm sorry. Well, I was on that episode, so thanks, Sean. Jeez, jerk. I did have this ready to go. It is the dating expert. We were just talking about the girls and all that stuff. The dating expert that Lauren had on First Date, I found particularly interesting. And we have a clip here. Let me pull it up.
Before I automatically respect.
That's why when I see guys approaching, or like if I get approached or a girlfriend gets approached, even if she's not single, I'm like, good work. Keep that up. Keep it up. You need to give them positive reinforcement. Like, don't be a bitch if a guy approaches you. Be nice. It's hard.
How do you feel about, like, how do you tell a guy to be a bad boy in the sense where it can be attractive, but also be a nice guy?
It's so true. I get that. I hear that all the time. It's like girls don't like nice guys. And it's like, it's not that women don't like nice guys, but if you're bending over backwards for a stranger and like scurrying to like help someone who like you don't even know or like appease somebody else, that is unattractive. Like, taking it back to caveman days, did the woman want the caveman who's like going out and getting shit done and like providing for his family, or the caveman who's like, oh, what do you need? What do you need? Like, how can I make you happy? Like, no, she wants the like the badass who's like going out and like getting shit done. And I think that absolutely still plays into today why guys are like, women like bad guys. It's like, no, but there are traits that like bad boys have that are attractive. They put themselves first. They aren't scared to ask for what they want. Those things are hot.
Yeah, I agree.
I felt like she was talking about me there. That was crazy. Where basically it was like, don't be a fucking simp. That's what I heard in that one right there. Let's, this part, let's go back.
Gets approached, even if she's not single, I'm like, good work. Keep that up. Keep it up. You need to give them positive reinforcement. Like, don't be a bitch if a guy approaches you. Be nice. It's hard.
How do you feel about, like, how do you tell a guy to be a bad boy in the sense where it can be attractive, but also be a nice guy?
It's so true. I get that. I hear that all the time. It's like girls don't like nice guys. And it's like, it's not that women don't like nice guys, but if you're bending over backwards for a stranger and like scurrying to like help someone who like you don't even know or like appease somebody else, that is unattractive. Like, taking it back to caveman days, did the woman want the caveman who's like going out and getting shit done and like providing for his family, or the caveman who's like, oh, what do you need? What do you need? Like, how can I make you happy? Like, no, she wants the like the badass who's like going out and
I needed to hear that. I'll tell you what, all it takes for me to improve is hearing two attractive women say the thing that I definitely do, and me to go, oh boy, it was alarming. I have, you know, every now and then you got to take inventory, and the roach over here was watching this episode, taking notes. I mean, good, go check that out. 100%, says Ryan Gumbel. Oh boy, oh boy. Decisiveness equals masculinity. Let's see, because men are confused on what masculinity even means. Well, now we're getting deep into it. This is a, quite the crow tamer over here, Cornelius. I mean, that is a big question. That is quite the thought. I don't think I've ever seen a more philosophical comment chat in my day. Oh, my Lord. We have no idea how to define the word anymore, says Cornelius. Oh, boy, oh, boy. 100%, says Sean OB. I quite don't understand myself some of the time. But I'm just like, I'll do anything you want, whatever you say. Oh, my Lord. Let's go. I mean, to celebrate the fact that WMMA has returned, we have a clip from it, as a matter of fact, and this is exciting. Children's Hitler Books was discussed on Where My Mom's At. Such an innovative show. I love Where My Mom's At so much. I'm so glad it's back.
Before I forget, I wanted to show you this. Please. This is another thing. This is really fun.
Look at these treasures.
Shout out to my friend Moritz, who bought me this as a nice gift. Do you know about the Struve Hitler? I thought you might like this one.
No, but I am all ears.
I
go
got this
for
from Bert's online shop. And
yes.
this is great. During World War II, English came through and made a mockery of Germany's popular children's book. So it's a parody on the original Struwwelpeter by Robert and Philip Spence, presented to them to the Daily Sketch War Relief Fund, which supplied wireless sets, games, and woolen comforts to our fighting services and clothing, bedding, boots, and food to air raid victims. So it was to mock Hitler and the German youth during World War II. And it's almost, exactly the same book, except all the whining little complaining kids that die from playing with matches are all Hitler. Are like Nazi soldiers. Let me see.
Oh, that's
yeah, here's
so
like
cool.
Little, you know, little child Hitler, like, kicking his
little
chair back at the table,
Hitler's
like, I don't want to eat soup, you know?
He's going to die. Let's see dead Hitler. Is there a dead Hitler?
Oh, there's plenty of dead Hitlers in here. Well, yeah, there's some falling back in the chair, hitting
that's
his head.
Brilliant.
It's
that's
really crazy.
Brilliant.
And like, the cover of this story, the original is this kid with these crazy long fingernails and this crazy hair that he didn't brush, and it's the same. And it's all of his fingers have been cut. That's blood shooting
that's
out of
amazing.
Every finger, and his hair is all wacky. But yeah, I had to show you that.
Thank you. What a treasure. Thank you.
That's really wild.
I feel like this should stay in YMH Studios in Bert's section. Definitely.
Next to the teacup, whatever.
This looks like Edward Scissorhands. I think Tim Burton may have seen this. Yeah.
I don't know if that's a more modern cover of it, but yeah.
A Nazi storybook.
Isn't that insane?
It is.
I had never heard of that. And I think that's such a funny insight to, like, I didn't expect there to be humor like that back then.
Neither did I, but it's good propaganda, actually.
Totally.
It's brilliant propaganda. And
yeah.
Why didn't we do that when it came to Osama bin Laden? Where were all the children's books making fun of Osama bin Laden during 9/11? I would have appreciated that as a teenager back then, wouldn't you think? We didn't have good enough propaganda against. We just had, you know, the video of 9/11. That was what all we had, unfortunately. We just had to watch that thing over and over again and be like, we didn't have any cute cartoons about Osama bin Laden. I'm sure there was some, but nothing mainstream, nothing that was jumping out there that all of us could sit here and recant. You know, probably some underground rags or something like that. Old 50s playing cards. Yes, they did have those. They used to have a lot of different propaganda stuff back in the day before the old internet, you know, playing cards, matchbooks, magazines. I'm sure there's been some. I'm sure our friend Ari can tell us about a few of those as well. And of course, Ari's show, we had him on the program back when it debuted, You Be Trippin'. He had one of my favorite comics on. This guy, Monroe Martin, if you don't know him, go check him out. The guy is fucking hilarious. He's one of my favorites. Like I said, and I got to meet him a few years back when I was opening for people up in Buffalo, and I got to work with him once, and he was the coolest dude, and I'm so glad he was on here. He's talking about visiting Nairobi. Check this shit out.
We seen a leopard eat a gazelle in a tree. Here, you can hear the crunching. You can hear the leopard fucking go
and like, ooh, crunch on this thing. Exciting. I like hearing.
Oh my God.
No nature's way. Metal.
No fucking way.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear it's like, and it's dropping pieces down for the cubs, for the leopard cubs.
You already killed it?
Already killed it.
So it's still up there.
So it's still up there. He killed it and then dragged it up there and then started throwing pieces down for the babies.
Oh, he dragged it up there. What is it? What does he kill?
A gazelle.
You know, he dragged a gazelle into a tree?
In the fucking tree.
Not even forward. He just into a tree.
In a goddamn tree.
What is it? A lion? A tiger?
It's a leopard.
Leopard. Oh, yeah.
And you would think that leopards aren't that strong, but apparently they're strong as hell.
Damn.
You hear that shit? Like,
yeah.
Just broke it. And you, I think I got two videos of them actually dropping like bits and pieces, like heart and stuff.
Yeah, I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Why did he bring it up there in the first place? So the hyenas can't get it.
Yeah, because the hyenas and there's hyenas and there's jackals that also like feed off of other
animals. But they don't climb trees or some shit?
I mean, they do, but if they do, then the fucking the leopard gonna kill them.
Wow. Oh, monkeys right next to deer?
Yo, everybody's just chilling. And I'm going to show you something that's going to blow your mind. We came across like
It's a monkey pack and a deer pack just mixed in.
They're just chilling. A monkey was just on the back of a goddamn, there's a monkey on the back of like a water buffalo.
No.
Yeah.
But they're just not enemies? That's Lion King.
They're not enemies because they don't hunt each other.
Right. And they don't even get the same food, so they're just like, whatever.
Yo, here, ready?
What?
This was the dopest shit. We were near so many lions.
So you slept in the park?
We were close. Like I think I zoom out in that one just so you know
how far you were.
Yeah, it's like we would like be like.
Is that a snake right next to them too?
No, that's a stick.
Oh,
but that's just one of them, and they're like right there. And I'm like,
once it turns to me, I'm like, no, yeah, no, get me out.
I'm like, yo, is this thing going to? It fucking yawns and shit. And this dude is like telling us, like, oh, they don't worry about you.
Why not? Why don't they? You're meat. You're a lot of meat.
You got to believe him.
What, but I'm saying, why don't they come at you?
He said that they don't see us. They see the truck that we're in. But if you see the truck, you be like, they seen us.
It's like open.
Yeah.
Like Jurassic.
Wild shit. Go check that out. And by the way, I got to say, the production value of You Be Trippin', I mean, goddamn, I feel like. Feel like I'm bringing this ship down with my fucking shithole out here in LA that I put together for y'all. But I want to know I want to give credit to where credit is due, Cougar. Who is putting all that together? Who's come up with all the, I mean, because there's a lot of video aspects I've noticed. There's map stuff, there's graphics, animations.
For You Be Trippin'?
Yes.
So You Be Trippin', I mean, we just,
is it a whole gang? The whole gang is working on it or what?
I mean, we've got a couple of the editors out back that sort of just, double team, take turns on it. And, I mean, really Ari just sent us a bunch of stuff and we put this thing together and it's just been a, big project for all of us over here.
I don't know if anybody in particular works on that one, so I wanted to give props. Of course, you know, it is behind the jeans, so the folks behind the camera and behind the computers, you know, let's give them some fucking credit. But great job on that show. It's really fantastic, and it's really well put together.
Yeah.
And the place, let's just see here, Joshy, find it. But yeah, no, shout out to everybody. I didn't know if you wanted to give anyone in particular. You're like, nope, I'm good. I'm going to just the whole gaggle of them. or you just, or do you just not know? I think so crazy where you just don't even really know who's doing
it. Well, I mean, the two editors I think that mostly work on it are Garrett and Alan. So any props for that show on the awesome stuff, it's definitely going to be for them.
Awesome. Garrett and Alan. Perfect. Awesome. Shout out. Great job. It's been fantastic to watch. Sorry, I'm pulling up our final clip here. And I thought we could end with a gentleman who...
You were looking at him? No, yeah.
I just watched his Netflix special, and he was on Your Mom's House last week, but we didn't have time to get to this particular aspect of last week's episode. And, I wanted to shout out Brian Simpson, of course, for his Netflix special, but also I wanted to end with a gentleman who is all over the news. I mean, they talk about him in last week's episode quite a bit, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it because here's the thing. I don't follow the news as good as I should. You know, I really should, as a comedian, as a broadcaster, I should be following these things like I used to, and I just don't anymore. And I hear mumblings, and I hear things, you know, P. Diddy this, P. Diddy that, and you know, you hear words bandied about like sex trafficking and things like that. And I mean, that gets thrown around all the time. I mean, when I hear that word, I think of women in barrels on ships or something to that effect. Or nowadays, you could just, if you buy an OnlyFans model, a plane ticket, it's sex trafficking all of a sudden. And I'm like, oh boy, well, if that's the case, then lock me up. But I just didn't really know what was happening with all the Diddy stuff. And I'm so glad that Brian Simpson informed us here and gave us his thoughts on Diddy, because now I feel like I know a thing or two a little more.
Now, do you guys know people are saying no Diddy now?
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Yeah. I think that.
It's a wasted. It's a wasted movement. Like, we should have kept No Homo meaning what it means.
Yeah,
yeah.
And no Diddy should mean like, because
were you a fan of Pause?
No, I think it's all kind of silly.
I think Pause is kind of.
But if you're gonna do it, No Homo should be a third thing. I mean, No Diddy should be a third thing.
Like a no. Yeah, like no sex trafficking.
Like No Homo is when you're about to, when you say something gay, yeah, accidentally, right? Yeah. But so No Diddy could be like when you accidentally sex traffic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh man, no, I'll just
No Diddy.
I want to separate you from your family.
Nothing illegal.
No Diddy. No Diddy. Stay in this room till I get back. No Diddy.
There you go.
Right.
No, we just did it.
There's food on the floor. No
it's
Diddy.
It's not too late. We might penetrate culture with this episode.
Yeah, we could. True. What do you think of Diddy's whole scandal?
Man.
Talking about Diddy, not Brian.
Know, who the fuck knows? Because they're not being very specific about it. But I know that, you know, the Homeland Security don't do bi-coastal simultaneous raids.
No, the feds don't raid because they heard a rumor. That's not how they work.
Right. Like, they coming for your ass. Like, yeah. And I think he fled the country. Oh, that's the rumor.
Yeah, he's gone. The rumor, that part. I mean, his legal team put out a statement, which is to be expected,
right?
You know, of course, innocent, and will clear his name and all this and that
from Aruba.
Like, yeah, it's like
that's what innocent people do.
I don't know. Right. I think he's been living a dark life though for a while.
Like, yeah,
pretty. I think he's somebody who got very rich, very powerful, and pretty young, and that can change you in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he's a psychopath.
Yes.
But that's the thing. That's like, that's why I'm not rushing to Diddy's defense or anything like that, because I don't know him. Like, I've only ever heard dark things.
Yeah,
me too.
You know what I mean? So he guilty of something. He guilty of some of that shit.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we, you know, I don't understand these people jumping out the window to be like, oh, they taking down another one of our heroes. Diddy's never been my hero. I don't know anyone that's ever said that.
True. No one's really into that guy.
No, who was like, I want to be like Puff Daddy? Who's saying that?
No, I just think that he was, you know, he really, there is that era in the 90s where Bad Boy was incredible. Yeah,
he
right?
has a tremendous impact on music and all of that, but he screwed a lot of people over.
And I mean, you see Mace talking about it?
Finally.
And he tried to screw a lot of people, folks. Evidently, P. Diddy, folks. P. Diddy talk here on Behind the Jeans. By the way, Chris Larson, shout out to him. He deserves some credit for the UB Trippin' as well, doing a lot of the edits on that. And got to give a shout out to Chris Larson. Happy freaking birthday. I should do a little dance for you, but I'd get us pulled off the YouTube here if I got a little too sexy with it. So if you can, go wish Chris a happy birthday. I believe they tagged him in a birthday post on the old Your Mom's House Studios, the YMH Studios Instagram, at YMH Studios. You can go check it out there or on Twitter or what have you. Remember our email, of course, behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. That's behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Someone asked in the chat over here. I'll go back to it. They said, what are next week's topics? Who asked that? Where was it? I did see it. Ba-ba-doo-boo-doo-doo-doo-dee. I'm scrolling around. Eric V, right here. Boom. What are next week's topics? Well, you let us know, Eric V. Come over to sign up for or send an email or whatever. Now you can come over and sign up, and you don't have to send an email. You can come to the chat, talk to us like Eric V there. But behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. If you're watching this on replay, send in what you want us to talk about next time. If there's anything in particular, or you folks in the chat here can come up with something for me too. That way as well, you know, I'd always love your help. We didn't get to our classic jeans today, or our in the vault jeans, if there's anything. Didn't really have many submissions for that one at behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. I just introduced the segment last week, so I get it if you haven't jumped on it, but if there's something in particular from inside the jeans vault that you want to watch or to go over or to reminisce about, please to be letting me know. behindthejeansshow@gmail.com. Other than that, folks, I love you very much. Thank you to Cougar, our producer here on Behind the Jeans. Thank you to Enny, who's helping out with all the tech stuff. Thank you to Heather. Thank you to Ryan. And we love you very much. We will talk to you next time on Behind the Jeans.
It's his beep time.
Who is Randy? Don't bring anyone's mother into this.
Your mama in the fucking stands.
Welcome, welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura, and
Christina Pachitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Brown,